From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. Federal Appeals Court has refused to reinstate President Trump's ban on travelers from seven predominantly Muslim nations. Three-judge panel unanimously declined to block a court order on a lower court that suspended the ban and allowed previously barred travelers to enter the United States. Bob Ferguson is the Washington State Attorney General who brought the original action to stop the travel ban to a lower court in his state.
The president does have a choice. He can continue to fight this, or he can tear up this executive order and start over. I would strongly encourage him to consider the latter course of action.
President Trump reacted to the appeals court ruling by tweeting, "See you in court. The security of our nation is at stake." Critics said the Trump travel ban discriminates against Muslims, and they question its value as a security measure. Turkey says a Russian airstrike has accidentally killed three Turkish soldiers in northern Syria. Military statement said the Russian military was carrying out an operation targeting the Islamic State at the time of the incident. Russian President Vladimir Putin offered his condolences, both sides agreeing to step up their military coordination in Syria. While the South Sudan government prepares for a national dialogue early next month, one high-ranking United Nations official said the talks could be undermined by the ongoing violence in the country. Adama Dean, the UN Special Advisor to the Secretary General on the Prevention of Genocide, told VOA South Sudan in Focus that the Salva Kiir administration should focus on creating meaningful dialogue that includes the opposition as well as a path to justice. This is VOA News. The top U.S. commander in Afghanistan, General John Nicholson, told the Senate Armed Services Committee he believes the U.S.-backed Afghan forces are in a stalemate in the 15-year war. He said to break that stalemate, he needs a few thousand more soldiers to accompany the 8,400 U.S. troops in Afghanistan. Nicholson said offensive capability is key to breaking the stalemate, and while the additional U.S. troops would be involved in training, advising, and assisting missions, the Afghan Special Forces and Air Force would be vital to the success.
Of the 98 U.S. designated terrorist groups globally, 20 operate in the Afghanistan-Pakistan region, along with three violent extremist organizations. This is the highest concentration of terrorist groups anywhere in the world, which underscores the importance of our counterterrorism platform in the Central Asia-South Asia region.
Senator John McCain suggested that Russia is playing a significant role in Afghanistan, and Nicholson agreed, saying that Russian meddling this year has become more difficult. He also said Russia has tried to publicly legitimize the Taliban. A senior Trump administration official says a meeting at the White House and a golf outing in Florida are intended to reassure Japan's leader the Trump administration stands with its ally, shoulder to shoulder. Prime Minister Shinzo Abe has arrived in Washington, becoming the second foreign leader to officially meet with President Trump. Jeffrey Hornig, a fellow at the Washington-based Sasakawa Peace Foundation, on Mr. Abe's agenda for this visit with President Trump.
Trying to build the trust with President Trump, given some of the campaign rhetoric he said on the campaign trail, really caused a lot of anxiety in Japan. Another one is to pick up the pieces from the TPP that President Trump killed. And toward that end, there's rumors that Prime Minister Abe will be bringing a package of some sorts that could create up to 700,000 U.S. jobs through some private-public investments.
Mr. Abe is eager to get off to a good footing that when President-elect Trump, he flew to New York to meet with him in November shortly after Mr. Trump's election victory. President Trump told Chinese President Xi Jinping in a telephone conversation late Thursday, U.S. intends to honor the One China policy by acknowledging China's position that it has sovereignty over self-ruled Taiwan. Before his inauguration, Mr. Trump questioned the need to observe the One China policy without the U.S. receiving some incentives from Beijing. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.